Welcome to the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour. Driven by Sanderson Ford.
Your weekend wake-up tradition.
It's Rosie, Rose.
We'll throw up.
Join us. You're just in time for the Hootenanny.
Just in time for the Hootenanny. It's the 64th anniversary Hootenanny sale out at Sanderson Ford on 51st Avenue, just south of Glendale. And we've got some live Hootenannies going on. A little live music and Rosie on the House.
By hearing that, you wouldn't think that that's being played by two people that's combined ages less than mine.
Wonderful. I think we do this every week. This is so fun. What a great day.
Who have you found here, babe?
This, you know, everybody's been looking for wildflowers this spring. We have the ultimate spectacular Arizona wildflower band with us this morning from Casa Grande, and they're here to play throughout the morning. And if you're coming out to Sanderson for the Hootenanny, you can actually see them play. We've got a little stage out here Max has set up and little hay bales to sit on, and they're going to entertain at 11 and at 1.
I think it's 11 to 1.
Oh, 11 to 1? What is your understanding? 11 to 1? Okay, 11 to 1. All right.
So it's a family of four girls?
Actually, a family of seven.
Seven?
Yeah. But we have four of the girls here to play with us today, and we're going to get to know them here in a little bit.
And it's Maddie, Ronell, Aspen here with us today.
Uh-huh. And we have one in the car catching up on a little Z's. Got to get up early to perform.
I was going
to
say, you said four. I was like, I can count, and I only see three.
And Miss Tiffany.
Yes,
Thank you for bringing the gang down.
Well, thank you so much for having us.
So how do you get everybody started? Maddie, how old are you?
I'm 18.
Maddie's 18.
So how long have you been playing the fiddle?
About 9 years.
9 years. How do you get a 9-year-old interested in a fiddle?
Right?
We're going to tell the whole story here in a few minutes.
Okay.
I think Romy's got some things to start with. No, you don't? Okay. All right. So we're going to go with it. Well, first I wanted to talk to Tiffany.
Okay.
And then we're going to talk to...
Mom.
Then we're going to talk to Maddie a little while and get both sides of the story.
Okay,
you know?
Good.
As
good,
a homeschool good. Mom, I always know there's always two sides to the story, right?
Yeah. Right. You're definitely.
Like, well, my famous line for my children is, I never even thought that. You know, they tell me things I said. I never even thought that.
Yes, that's so true.
So let's get your side, Tiffany.
Yes.
So you're at the time the music came into your home, what was going on? How many kids were there?
So when we first started, we just had the two oldest girls, Taylor and Madison, and we started them with piano. And then when Madison was 9, she started begging for violin lessons. So we gave in and got her a violin, and she started down the path of classical music originally.
Wow. So she started, did you have to make her practice? It was just something that she loved to do.
She just loved it so much that we said, okay, we'll do it on a temporary basis and see if you love it. And 3 months in, we knew this was her passion. This is what she loved. And so she was taking lessons twice a week then. And then she just practiced all the time. She loved it. And then a few years into it, she was in orchestras and symphonies. And her classical teacher suggested a fiddle contest. And so that's how this whole crazy road started.
So as Maddie's journey is starting, mm-hmm. I always love seeing passion show up early. That's so cool. Then the other kids were being born, coming along, and they wanted to do what sister did?
Yes, they did. So then we had each one would start violin lessons when they were about 3 and a half. And then Maddie got them all into fiddling. Once they hit their first fiddle contest, they were hooked on bluegrass.
So what's the difference between a violin and a fiddle?
Right? Well, this is what my 9-year-old says. She has a little joke that she tells, and she says, a violin has strings and a fiddle has strings.
Does it translate as far as playing, or do you have to take?
It's the exact same thing. You just play your music differently.
Oh.
Yes. So they can play fiddle or violin because it's the same thing.
Fiddle contest. None of your girls have ever fiddle contested against the devil, right?
That's right. No? Not yet.
No. I bet your soul. What's that song? Yeah.
Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Yes.
I bet my soul.
And so what's a day like at your house? I mean, everybody gets up and does their chores and then then there's practice time?
Yep. They have band practice every morning at 8:30 where they come together and practice for their shows. And then after that, we have schoolwork since we're homeschooling and we get all that done. And then it's just music all day, every day.
Wow.
They're practicing something.
And I think one of the things that's really impressive is the girls don't just play the violin. They each play multiple instruments.
They do. They play piano and mandolin, guitar, banjo, and some upright bass.
Wow. Now, are you real musical? Did you?
Yes. No. It came from the grandpas.
Wow. That's incredible. Now, those instruments you just mentioned, I would guess the fiddle and the banjo are the hardest.
I think so. Definitely those two. You nailed it. And once they can play the fiddle, they seem to pick up everything, like mandolin and guitar. Those things weren't hard. But the banjo, you definitely have to work at.
Yeah.
It's a special little instrument.
It is.
Now, we have talked, you and I, several times, emailed multiple times, and I came across a piece of information just about how accomplished the girls really are. I mean, they don't just play, Rosie and Romy. They have won awards. So I'm going to name each girl, and you can tell me what they've won.
Okay.
Let's start with the youngest.
Okay.
How about Aspen?
Well, Aspen, she's 7 years old, and she is currently fourth in the nation on her fiddle. She placed fourth last summer in her small fry division.
And where did you have to go to do that?
To Weezer, Idaho.
Weezer?
Weezer, Idaho. It's near Boise.
It sounds like a nanny kind of place.
Exactly. Wow. And she's also second in the state of Arizona, right behind her older sister, Bree, who's first in the state.
Wowza.
Yeah.
Okay, so Bree, then
Bree,
is nine.
She's nine, and not only is she first in the state, but she is actually the small fry national champion.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so she won it last year in 2018. And then this year she'll go back because she won the Arizona State Championship. And she will go for the juniors.
I am so blown over. How about Rennell?
Thank you. And then Rennell is actually the female entertainer of the year in the Nationals. And she's also the four-time undefeated Arizona State Champion for her age divisions. She's never come in anything but first. The 4 years that she's been doing it. So that's exciting.
And then Maddie, of course.
And then Maddie.
The one who's blazing the way.
Exactly.
Blazing the trail.
Teaching them. And she won the accompanist division in Arizona State, which is guitar, backup instruments. And then she's also third in the nation with her twin fiddle partner, who's also homeschooled. His name is Will. And they got third in the nation for twin fiddling last summer.
Wow. Yes. And Maddie also teaches not only her siblings.
She does.
But other children as well, or people.
Yes. Yeah. She has kids. She has her youngest student just turned four, and then she has adult women also. So she goes all the way through. She has about 25 students.
So your whole life is shuffling.
Yes, it does seem to be.
Yes. Waiting, right?
Right.
Any kind of performance involves lots of waiting.
That's so true.
Yeah. So that means your kids are very patient.
Hopefully. We work on it.
And very tenacious. Man.
We're working that way.
So y'all will be playing here at Sanderson Ford today for the Hootenanny sale. And I know what the listeners are going to want to know is, are you available as a group for events?
Yes. They play almost every weekend. They have events. They love it. They love to do events and shows and different gigs,
How would someone get a hold of y'all?
We have a Facebook page, the Arizona Wildflowers, and anyone can just contact us there. Our phone number is on there, and they can private message.
Yeah, and there's clips of your music on there as well.
They can
see the girls perform.
That's right.
And when y'all perform at an event, it's four of the girls?
Four of the girls, okay. And their little four-year-old brother gets up there and does a little bit at the end.
Okay.
A little bit of what?
A little bit of singing, and he does a little bit of fiddle.
At four.
You think
he'll
follow
suit? That's
always
fun. I think he will.
Yeah, and you don't know about the two-year-old yet.
I don't know, but she walks around the house with her fiddle.
That's hilarious.
So she tries. She tries to fit right in.
Okay, how did we come up with the name?
We were brainstorming in the car one day, and they're getting this going. They were going to do a band contest in L.A., and they needed a name. That was last spring, and the Arizona Wildflowers were born. Yeah, and they went and they placed third in L.A., and then they won the Ben Sandoval Memorial Band Contest in Arizona last fall, and they got to open for Michael Martin Murphy.
One of our favorites.
Where?
Yes. Up in Payson.
Fantastic.
Yes. It was wonderful. They loved it. They loved him. It was a great show, and it was a great experience.
Very good. Well, why don't Maddie and Ronelle grab a couple of instruments and step up to that microphone there?
All right.
And we'll have y'all play a little bit of what your favorite song is.
And we've got three fiddles with strings.
Strings.
And one guitar.
That's right.
All right.
Wow. We have a mandolin, too, and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, is that the last box down there?
Yes,
the mandolin.
Yes, the last box is a mandolin. Yes. Yeah, our
now, that's something else we could talk about. All the difference between the string instruments, a guitar, a mandolin, a banjo, and all the different features that, you know, what distinguishes one from the next.
Yes, that would be a great question for my kids. But I do know that the mandolin has 8 strings, and that you play it very similarly to the fiddle as far as how it's tuned. So it's not played the same, but it's easy to play because
you don't use a bow on a mandolin, though.
Right.
But you've got 8 strings as opposed to 6 on a guitar.
Right.
Got it.
Exactly. And then the strings are tuned the same way as a fiddle. So that's why people have an easy time switching
girls.
Back and forth.
Very
All right,
good.
Here they are.
Rosie threw you a little bit of a curve there. You ready?
Yeah.
We had to hear more of this live music.
All right.
All right, girls, take it away.